Greetings, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and anything else listening. My name is Drew Badger from The Big Scary Show, and welcome to The Big Scary News, an offshoot of The Big Scary Show where we bring you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry that you need to know, plus an exclusive interview that you won't hear anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly sponsored by Froggy's Fog. Get all your fog products from frog juice to scents to foggers and more only at froggiesfog.com. And now, without further ado, here is the Big Scary News. We have this update from the legendary Haunt Tour. On Friday afternoon, November 13th, that's Friday the 13th, Legendary Haunt Tour attendees will have the opportunity to visit the Great Room Escape at the House of Torment Chicago in Morton Grove. The Great Room Escape is a fully interactive and immersive experience unlike anything you've ever done before. No longer do you sit back and watch the show, now you are 100% part of it. Up to 12 participants will enter a room. The question is whether they'll make it out in the hour. Clues and riddles hidden throughout the room provide the tools to meet your objective. Every room is different and has different stories behind it. You can test your wit and your grace under pressure. Work as a team and you just might make it. Either way, it'll be the fastest and most intense hour you have ever experienced. As the clock ticks down and the pressure mounts, can you stay calm? Can you escape? The bus for this event will start loading at 10:30 a.m. on Friday morning, and attendees will be divided into two groups. While one group visits the Great Room Escape, the other will have the opportunity to dine at one of Chicago's most famous eateries, Giordano's. The Legendary Haunt Tour will provide appetizers. Attendees wanting to order a meal will have the opportunity to do so, but on their own dime. The bus should arrive back at the hotel around 2:30 p.m. Tickets are $40 a person, which includes transportation, tickets to the Great Room Escape, and appetizers at Giordano's, and are available at legendaryhaunttour.com. We have an update to the Rockin' Shock Con in Worcester, Mass. Rockin' Shock family, it's time to bring back a hometown boy who is one of our most popular, constantly requested, and kindest guests in all the years we've been running, Adam Green. Simply put, Adam is one of us. He has the horror genre in his heart, and he wears that heart on his sleeve. He's as happy to talk to his fans as they are him, and he treats them as equals, as if catching up with old friends. His love of all things creepy, combined with hard work, a down-to-the-core need to succeed, and a guardian angel named Dee Snider, took Adam from a kid with a dream in small-town Holliston to one of the greatest success stories independent cinema has ever seen. After breaking him in with the old-school slasher tribute that was Hatchet, Adam found his footing and never looked back, continuing on with the Hatchet series while also branching out and exploring the other facets of horror with Frozen, Spiral, Chillerama, and Digging Up the Marrow. He also created the horror sitcom Holliston, co-hosts the Movie Crypt.com podcast with Joe Lynch, and has been innovative in finding new ways to release his work independently, most recently using his website ariesscope.com to air original content such as Adam Green's Scary Sleepover and Horrified. For more information on this show, visit rockandshock.com. We have this news on the inaugural Crypticon Mall Crawl in Minneapolis, Minnesota. On Thursday, October 22nd at 9 p.m., join us on the fourth floor at the Mall of America, 60 East Broadway in Bloomington, Minnesota, for our first Mall of America Crypticon Mall Crawl. Dress in your favorite costume, be it horror, superhero, anime, video game, whatever you wish, and you could win killer prizes. There will be specials on food and drink at the Sky Deck, Cantina No. 1, Cadillac Ranch, Hooters, and the Hard Rock Cafe. This is a free entry event. You do not need a Crypticon pass to attend, but you must be 21 or older. For more information, visit facebook.com/CrypticonMN. We have this news on a TV adaptation on the film The Mist via BloodyDisgusting.com. Dimension Television has announced that there will be a continuing series of the Stephen King novella The Mist, which was adapted into a film in 2007. It will be adapted for the small screen by writer Christian Torp, who has a successful Danish show, Rita. King himself is apparently giving his blessings for this series. No other details have emerged, however, we will continue to follow this story and bring you updates as they become available. We have this announcement from the Frightmare's Haunted House in Linton, Indiana. We have a huge announcement. We've just booked the Mystery Machine to come to Linton on October 24th. We haven't settled out all the details, but go ahead and clear your calendars because this is an experience that you won't want to miss. For more information, visit their Facebook page at facebook.com/LintonFrightmares. We have this from the Rahway Zombie Pub Crawl in Rahway, New Jersey. Zombies are taking over the downtown once again this year for the annual Zombie Pub Crawl on Saturday, October 31st. With such a great turnout during last year's event, there is no way the zombies could stay in the grave this year. Remember, there will be a crawl master, and his whistle is loud. The first whistle is the 15-minute warning, and we're moving to the next place. The second whistle means we're moving on to the next place. And it's a good idea to bring cash so we don't overwhelm the bartenders rushing to cash out tabs when we leave. You will find zombie drink specials and food at all locations. To learn more about this event, please contact the Rahway Zombie Crawl at rahwayzombiecrawl.com or find them on Facebook at facebook.com/rahwayzombiecrawl. Speaking of zombies, we have this news on a new TV series from Rob Zombie. Starz has put in development Trapped, a half-hour comedy series from Mila Kunis' Orchard Farm Productions. According to Deadline.com, Kunis is executive producing alongside filmmaker and musician Rob Zombie, who will also direct. Created and written by Joey Slamon, Trapped takes place over a single night in the home of a wealthy family under attack by a murderous cult. Orchard Farm's Susan Curtis, Cammy Curtis, and Lisa Sterbikoff also executive produce. Quote, "We're excited to work in partnership with Rob Zombie as well as Mina Kunis and her Orchard Farm production associates Susan Curtis, Cammy Curtis, and Lisa Sterbikoff on this horror comedy series," Starz managing director Carmi Zlotnick said. Starz retains all domestic and international multi-platform rights, including TV, home entertainment, and digital, and will continue to follow this story and bring you updates as we get them. We have this on a new post-punk film starring Peter Murphy. Variety.com has announced some news that should be mighty tantalizing to fans of the darker expressions of post-punk. Peter Murphy of Bauhaus and Nivek Ogre of Skinny Puppy will star in the forthcoming horror film Black Glove Killer by the Canadian poser, Fangoria editor, and film director Chris Alexander. The duo is set to begin filming later this year, putting together a story that they describe as an erotic, violent fever dream driven by mood, music, and atmosphere. Black Glove Killer tells the story of a beautiful predator named Miranda who hunts for prey at night. Alexander, who also wrote the film, said it really aims to be a horror film like no other horror film, one that nods to its influence but is still distinctly the product of my own imagination. The director previously made the horror picks Blood for Irina and Female Werewolf. Both Ogre and Murphy have prior acting credits. Ogre memorably played a character called Ogre in Repo, the Genetic Opera, and had a role in Alexander's 2014 film Queen of Blood. Murphy had a small role in the Twilight Saga Eclipse, credited as The Cold One. He also appeared uncredited in the classic vampire film The Hunger in his capacity as Bauhaus's singer in the club scene where he mimed the band's signature song Bela Lugosi's Dead. We will monitor this story and, of course, keep you updated. We have a bit of news from Robert Englund. In a recent interview, Robert Englund spoke about what direction Freddy could and should be going in for future Elm Street movies, and one of his suggestions was to make Freddy throw down with the iconic slasher Michael Myers. Here's what he said in his interview. "You don't do remakes. I would do Freddy 9, you know, or I would do Freddy vs. Michael Myers, or I would do a prequel." Mr. Englund is probably just thinking of ways the studio could go with future installments, and it doesn't mean he'd play Freddy himself, although he has shown interest in doing a prequel for some years now. "What we want it to mean," he says, "I would do a lot" in his response, which makes you wonder if he's actually talking about himself playing Freddy again, but just under those circumstances. Freddy vs. Michael Myers. If this is the movie that will get England back into the makeup chair, then of course, it's a win-win situation. Fans want to see him play Freddy one more time, and of course, we all want to know if Krueger could take on that madman, Michael Myers. Another interesting thing England mentioned was his desire for them to stop the remakes, a chant many movie fans have been repeating since the remake and reboot craze began. We have this news from the Nightmares Haunted House in Bentonville, Arkansas. Nightmares Haunted House is a non-profit charity for the Bentonville Breakfast Lions Club and has been haunting Northwest Arkansas for almost 30 years now. We have two attractions for the price of one, and we occupy over 10,000 square feet to bring your nightmares to life, plus our signature attraction, the Phantom 13 Bus Ride, now with Maximum Terror Drive. This bus will take you for the ride of your life with a couple of minor terrorizing detours and will drop you off somewhere close to our haunted house. At Nightmare's Haunted House, if the zombies are too thick to drive through, you may just have to find your own way through the prison yard to get to the haunt. Just to let you in on a little secret, there is an escape route via the maintenance area and boiler room. There you can take the service elevator, otherwise known as the trash system. Safety glasses will be issued at that point. Also, due to residual chemical waste from the old mine shaft, you may experience hallucinations of an alternate universe, or that just may be where the elevator takes you. Not to worry, the side effects will wear off shortly, and should find yourself safe and sound, well, maybe somebody will find you, maybe in the meat locker, the alligator farm, or in the heart of the voodoo swamp. We will be waiting for you. Oh, and watch out for slithery things. The Bentonville Breakfast Lions Club proceeds go to provide humanitarian services in Northwest Arkansas and internationally, making a difference in the lives of many. Our signature service project and motto, we want everyone to see a better tomorrow. That's why we support eyesight programs and services including preschool vision screening, AR Lions Eye Bank and Lab, eye surgeries through Boozman-Hoff Regional, and eyeglass recycling. Through these services, we're able to detect vision problems early, providing treatment or even a cure. For more information, visit nightmareshauntedhouse.org. We have this news from Spooky Empire in Orlando, Florida. Spooky Empire, one of the largest horror and Halloween fan events in the country, will gather at the Hyatt Regency Orlando October 30th through November 1st for 3 days of fan frenzy interaction with a host of horror movie and TV stars, vendors, artists, and costume characters at the area's most frankentastic event ever to descend on International Drive. Making their first appearance at the Hyatt Regency Orlando on International Drive, the event, 13 years in the making, will include a wide variety of family-friendly events including hair-raising ghost stories, trick-or-treating, and face-to-face animal encounters in the Kids Zone, adult costume contests, live music, hundreds of Halloween-themed vendors, an award-winning film festival, world-renowned tattoo artists, countless panels and seminars, a shadow cast performance of the Rocky Horror Picture Show with the stars of the film, and the world-famous Zombie Walk, featuring the largest gathering of zombies to creep through Central Florida. Spooky Empire's annual Mayhem and Ultimate Halloween Weekend events not only bring in the top horror film and television stars and hundreds of Halloween-themed vendors, fans can participate in Spooky Empire's world-famous Zombie Walks, attend its biannual film festivals, get tattooed by world-renowned artists, and attend countless classes including makeup seminars. Spooky Empire also caters to kids by offering trick-or-treating, crafts, and costume contests. Spooky Empire has lured an impressive cast of disturbingly delightful heroes and villains for guests to feast on, including Lisa and Louise Burns from The Shining, Neve Campbell and Skeet Ulrich, stars of Scream, George Romero, the mastermind behind Dawn of the Dead, Creepshow, and Night of the Living Dead, plus more, Malcolm McDowell, star of A Clockwork Orange, and many others. Make your reservations now as the haunted halls of the Hyatt Regency Orlando are filling fast. For reservations, call 407-284-1234 and mention Spooky Empire for the annual Blood Donors Special. The property features plenty of broom parking with rates starting at just $10 a day. Spooky Empire's Ultimate Halloween Weekend runs October 30th through November 1st. And for a complete list of confirmed celebrities and more information, visit SpookyEmpire.com. We have this news from the 11th Annual Richmond Zombie Walk in Richmond, Virginia. Benefiting the American Cancer Society, the 11th annual Richmond Zombie Walk will take place on Saturday, October 24th. Pre-walk meetup and staging areas at 1 o'clock will be held at the Boat Lake at Bird Park on Boat Lake Drive, and the actual walk will begin on the sidewalk in front of Kroger, 3507 West Carey Street in Richmond, in Carytown, immediately after or about 2:30 p.m. Please arrive in costume. For all other humans, you can enjoy the shops in Carytown while waiting for the zombie horde to arrive, because if you can't be a zombie, be the food, right? The activities will benefit the American Cancer Society. We won't require anyone to make a donation, but if you can pitch in $5, it will be much appreciated. If you're an interested sponsor, send us a message at info@richmondzombiewalk.com. For more information, visit their Facebook page, facebook.com/richmondzombiewalk. We have this news from the Trail of Doom in Corytown, Tennessee. The final year of fear at Oaks Farm features one mega haunted attraction. This theme event features elements and scenes covering around 4 acres of land. Many things have been completely redesigned for the final season. Because Oaks Farm wishes to focus on the non-haunted activities, 2015 is unfortunately the last year for the Trail of Doom. At this point, it is unknown if the Trail of Doom will be moved elsewhere. And while no specific plans are in place yet, we would love to see it continue at another location. We will certainly update our loyal customers as soon as we know something for sure. Visit trailofdoom.com for more information. We have this news from Sinister Creature Con in Sacramento. Sinister Creature Con is a horror convention unlike any other. We celebrate both the past and present. From the nostalgic to the contemporary, we celebrate it all and have something for every horror artist and fan alike. Above all, we strive to serve and promote the art and artist. Come, be inspired, create, and scare us. We invite you to join us October 17th through the 18th at the Scottish Rite Center, 6151 H Street, Sacramento, California, for Northern California's horror convention, Sinister Creature Con, with guests such as Barry Bostwick, Patricia Quinn, Little Nell, Roy Woolley, Cleve Hall, John Russo, Mary Warrenoff, and many others. Get your tickets and information now at SinisterCreatureCon.com. And finally, we have this interesting news on an upcoming blood rave in Amsterdam. The Netherlands will have its first ever blood rave, a dance party where dancers are sprayed with 5,000 liters of blood in Amsterdam on Halloween night. The event has been posted on Facebook, but with no specifics except for the date, October 31st, so far. One of the organizers, who wants to remain anonymous due to the nature of the event, told us that this will be the first blood party in the world, and the demand for it is high. The blood rave is based on the opening sequence of the 1998 vampire movie Blade. The opening shows a club full of dancing people suddenly sprayed with blood. The organizers want to use the same elements to recreate this scene. In real life, it's just more extreme, one said to the newspaper. In terms of attendees, they expect somewhat freaky people in terms of personality. The organizers want to host a Halloween event that is focused less on pumpkins and kids and is rawer and more exciting. They're still trying to figure out whether it'll be possible to use real blood, but that's what they want. After a long search, we have developed a special sprinkler system with pipes running across the ceiling and thus making us able to spray blood over the crowd. We've already tested it a number of times with a substance resembling blood, said one of the organizers. It's pushing the borders, but we want to see how far we can go. Still intrigued? Head over to their Facebook event page to see what people are saying. We won't give out the address, but if you want to go, it should be reasonably easy to find. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority.
They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bold juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
Tonight's interview is with actor Kevin Grievous of the Underworld series and was recorded at the Scares the Care weekend in Williamsburg, Virginia in July 2015.
Yeah. Hello everyone, Drew Badger here. We are live at the Scares the Care weekend in Williamsburg, Virginia, and we're hanging out with lots of cool celebs and everything. And you know, my dirty little secret is I really don't watch horror movies that much, but I do like the Underworld series. And this gentleman here, this very, very imposing gentleman here with the voice that just makes my toes curl here, raised from the Underworld series, Mr. Kevin Grievous. How are you, sir?
Not bad, sir. How are you?
Oh, God, I'm quivering here at the thought of you, big imposing guy here. And I'm not a small guy either, but how's the convention been for you so far? It looks like you've had a lot of people coming up, buying autographs and shaking your hand and getting pictures and everything.
Oh, yeah, it's been really good. I mean, it's for a good cause, breast cancer. Always glad to, you know, lend my support, you know, to the fight against breast cancer. So it's been fun. You know, I love the fans. I'm a big horror sci-fi nut. You know, I'm a fanboy at heart. So this is my bailiwick. You know, these are my peeps.
Was there anybody here that you were kind of hoping to meet that you'd never met before? I know the selection is, you know,
wide and varied from all over. Well, you know, Dave Naughton, you know, was a real treat to me. You know, this is a guy who was actually, you know, one of my inspirations when I created the Underworld. Yeah, exactly. For creating the Underworld series.
Did you ever sing the Dr. Pepper song when he was doing that on the commercials?
No, I never did. I can't say that I have. But it was really good to meet him, you know, Piper Laurie, you know, Tiny Lister, you know, so I had a lot of fun.
Did American Werewolf in London, did that make you think, well, maybe I want to be an actor, or did you have a background before that, start in school or do theater, summer stock, anything like that?
Well, I've always been a fan of science fiction ever since I was 6 or 7 years old, horror, things of that nature, genre, comic books and the like. But I actually went to school to become a microbiologist. And I was studying genetic engineering at grad school when I decided that I wanted to get into the film industry. And it's kind of interesting, the reason why I went into science is because of my love for science fiction. You know, and so I was inspired to do it based on that. But I didn't start out wanting to be an actor. I wanted to be a writer. I wanted to create. I created characters when I was a kid. In fact, one of the superheroes I created when I was a kid, I actually sold to Marvel.
Really?
Yeah, it was called Adam, Legend of the Blue Marvel. And he has since become an Avenger. Yes, so I created that character for Marvel. So hopefully one day we'll see him on the big screen.
Marvel's doing a lot of movies now. You never can tell.
No, you can't tell. You know, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
And hopefully they'll give you a call and say, we need some creative consulting on this. Getting
well,
the back end on one of those Marvel movies. That's cha-ching right there.
Yeah, well, they don't need my help for that. but it's been fun. So basically, that's how I got started. And I just decided to come out to Hollywood instead of continuing in science and saying, you know what, let me try my hand at the film industry. And things haven't been bad. Can't complain at all.
Did you start out just like TV or commercial work or voice work
before you got into... Well, you know, really, I started out doing extra work. And, you know, extra work was a way for me to acclimate myself.
Something like a Starfleet security guard or something. Yeah.
Yeah, oh, you saw that.
You stick out.
Yeah. I worked on Deep Space Nine and Starfleet security, and that's how I, you know, got my start. And, you know, doing small parts here and there, like in, you know, Stargate. You know, I had my first part was in The Mask. Then I did Congo, you know, Naked Gun 33 and a third. And, you know, so one thing led to another.
Working up the ladder.
Yeah, exactly. Until such a time as my writing took off. And it did with Underworld. That's the first thing I saw.
Was the reason you wrote Underworld was because you saw a need for a really cool vampire-werewolf crossover, or was it just a idea you had in your head for a long time and thought it would sell? How did that come about?
Well, actually, that came about because of our director, Lynn Wiseman. He had not been able to break in as a director into films. He was doing music videos. So I remember he called me because he had just had a meeting with Dimension Films, and they wanted to do a werewolf movie because Blade had done so well for the vampire genre. He said, well, we'd like to jump into the ring, you know, with werewolves. Do you have any ideas? So he didn't have any ideas. So Link called me and said, well, look, they want this thing. You know, what do you got? You know, tell me something. And so I said, you know what, let me think about it. So I thought about it for about a week, and I came up with this idea that he really liked. But I told him, you know what, you know, and I've seen this before. You go in, pitch an idea, that's all you have. They don't like it, you're out. So I said, okay, I got this other idea, and I just listened. What if we did a Romeo and Juliet story, but instead of Montagues and Capulets, we do werewolves on one side, but vampires on the other. And kind of make it this surrealistic love story, interracial love story, against the backdrop of some hundreds of years old race war. And that could get a lot of people's attention. And he just looked at him, you know, down at the ground and said, you know, I don't know, dude, that might not work. But here we are, you know, four movies in.
And of course, if you said, well, let's have someone like Kate Beckinsale in a skin-tight outfit, That's not going to hurt anything either.
yeah. Actually, Lynn is a great artist. And along with the script, Lynn actually took some images of the characters in according to his vision. And that's what made Kate Beckinsale pick up the script, thumb through it, read it, and said, wow, this is something I really want to do. You know, and it's done wonders for her career.
Did you write the script and the storyline thinking, oh, I need a part for myself, or were you planning on having somebody else play the roles that were and you weren't going to be actually acting in this?
Not at all. I wrote that specifically for myself. Yeah, you know, we had to be careful, though, because we didn't want to make the part too big, because I was an unknown at the time. And so you didn't want someone like LL Cool J, since he had a big name,
right.
You know, coming in and saying, okay, well, we want him to play the role. And I didn't want that. You know, so we had to modulate a little bit, but it did well for me. You know, and I was really, you know, fortunate that, you know, I was able to get it done.
And it's a great movie series, and, you know, sequels are hard to come by, and yet
yes,
you've got three of them. So, you
exactly,
know,
exactly.
And they all did very well.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. So, you know, God has been good, so I can't complain.
Tell me about the comic books here. You are a writer, and you have created a series, ZMD, here. What is this all about?
ZMD is essentially the weaponization of zombies. You know, simply put, the U.S. military has, you know, found a way to create zombies, or what I call necronites, giving it a scientific name, and, you know, and airdropping them over, you know, enemy soldiers, you know. So what happens is that the zombies bite up all the soldiers, and they in turn the zombies bite each other up. But the trick is the zombies have a fail-safe mechanism, so there won't be an outbreak. So after 12 hours, or when the sunlight comes up, because they're photosensitive, they dissolve into piles of dust. So all you do is come in with a hazmat team, and you occupy, vacuum them up, and occupy. Well, ZMD is about what if one of those zombies does not dissolve like he's supposed to, and we find out that he's actually sentient, and he's creating other zombies like himself, which he has control of. And what happens next? Well, you gotta buy the book to find out.
Any possibility that could be adapted into a movie in the future?
Yes, there is a strong possibility.
Could this be some breaking news here?
Not quite yet. but I'll let you know.
That'll be great. For anybody interested in following your career, maybe following the new movies that you've got coming up, by the way, let's ask, what have you got coming up in the next 6 to 12 months? Anything that we can...
I'm working on a couple of secret projects, but I can let you know that I do have my own comic book imprint called Dark Storm Comics. You know, I, Frankenstein was the first comic out of that studio. So I'll be doing more comics. You can find them on Comixology, you know, right now. And I got a lot of fun stuff coming up.
And for people who do want to follow your career and follow these secret projects that you've got working on, do you have a website or social media that people can follow you on?
Oh, yeah. Right now I'm on Twitter at Kevin Grievous. I'm also on Facebook as Kevin Grievous. And I have a website called KevinGrievous.net.
I was going to say, I wonder what it could be.
Yeah, so it'll be pretty cool.
Excellent. Mr. Grievous, again, an absolute pleasure to have you here,
not only on
the Big Scary Show, but lending your support and meeting your fans at the Scares the Care Weekend in Williamsburg. Look forward to hearing more about these secret projects, and I'm going to have to go and check out either these comic books or rewatch Underworld 1 through 4 here.
Okay, that sounds great.
And once again, Drew Badger here live at the Scares the Care Weekend in Williamsburg, Virginia, and we are out.
We'd like to thank Prelude to a Nightmare and the CD Dark Ride for providing the music for this episode. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this episode of the Big Scary News. We wish to thank Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, www.froggiesfog.com. Remember to listen to the current Big Scary Show for even more news and information, including the Haunt Minute, Face Your Fears, great music from the Haunt Rocker, and the soon-to-be-famous Roundtable of Terror. Get all that and more only at BigScaryShow.com. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and others. This is Drew Badger signing off for the Big Scary News.